Now, a jazz moment.
I have, and I have had for just about all of my more or less accidental working career, an ability to create a good, functional working relationship with more than a few incredibly talented people. If somebody would like to tell me how come that happened, I'd be kind of curious to know.
NEA jazz master Orrin Keepnews is recognized as one of the most outstanding producers in jazz history. But he still questions his own success.
Maybe it's that there's no possibility of my feeling competitive with the people that I'm working with. I do not have the faintest idea that I could play that solo better than you can, because that's, you know, that's not where I am. But there are things that I can do in terms of creating the right atmosphere in the studio, putting the right combinations of people together and whatnot. Well, these hard to describe and hard to define things that a record producer supposedly knows how to do. And so I have been, over the years, not wildly successful, or I would have retired a long time ago. But, you know, I have functioned for quite a number of years as a producer in a strange world.
This Jazz Moment with producer Orrin Keepnews was created by the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Christian McBride.